Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to watch this message. My name is Matt Paddock, and I'm one of the pastors here at Relevant Community Church. And it is my prayer that something in this message inspires and empowers you to take your best next step to follow Jesus. And as you take steps in continually following Jesus, that you are more and more transformed into everything God has created you to be. I hope you enjoy this message.
On September 13th, 2009, a small group of us launched Relevant Community Church with one purpose, and that purpose was transformation. We launched Relevant with the mission to help transform people into everything God created us to be. That always has been and always will be our mission, our purpose, the reason we exist. When I think about what God started 15 years ago and what he's done since, I can't help but think about what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The promise that Paul was 100% confident in is God's transforming work is unfinished. We're an unfinished people. God's transforming work in you is unfinished. He's not done transforming you into everything he's created you to be. And as a church, we have an unfinished story. He's not yet done with us yet. He has truly only just begun. God has recently been doing some amazing things in and through our church. We're seeing lives, eternities, families, kids, students, marriages transformed through Relevant. But God's transforming work is unfinished. This fall, we're gonna step into the largest thing we've ever done as a church. Something that will require a new level of faith from all of us. Something I believe in 15 years from now, we'll look back on and say that was a defining, that was a transformational moment in the life of Relevant, in our lives. That was a defining and transformational moment where God showed up. Something that I believe God wants to use to powerfully transform you, powerfully transform our church, powerfully transform the lives and eternities of the next gen, powerfully transform people, our community, and the world through Relevant even more. And we're calling this significant, defining, transformational season Unfinished. Unfinished is a 2-year generosity initiative to help carry on to completion the unfinished transforming work God began in you and in Relevant. Unfinished is primarily about the one thing we care most about, which is transformation. A powerful principle we see emerge through the pages of Scripture is that generosity generates transformation. God uses our generosity to generate transformation in us, in our church, and through our church in a way that doesn't happen in any other way. Which means God uniquely uses generosity to carry on to completion the unfinished transforming work he began in you and in us. Unfinished will help us carry on to completion 3 initiatives. First is our unfinished mission. What we do day in and day out is often referred to as our general operations budget, but it's anything but general. Through Unfinished, we're seeking to expand the ministries, environments, groups, classes, resources, leaders, infrastructure, strategy that will enable us to reach more kids, students, adults, unchurched people for Jesus, and help transform people more into everything God's created us to be.
I think Relevant has changed everything. This is where I've found community. I've found some of my lifelong friends. God has just used the people at Relevant to transform me and my heart. I've grown closer to him. I think in this last year, he's not just become the leader of my life, he's become my best friend.
And then watching our kids, you know, watching the kids feel at home, yeah, and thrive and be excited about going to church and to, you know, to see other people that have nothing to do with the rest of our lives, caring about them is a really cool thing.
The Relevant Center is a powerful tool that helps us grow the ministries of Relevant, impact our community, and reach people for Jesus, which is why we want to maximize this tool to its fullest capacity. And the reality is, we haven't maximized it yet. The Relevant Center, well, it's unfinished. Which is why one of the visions God has put in our hearts is that by 2030, all aspects and phases of the Relevant Center are complete and we're debt-free. At Relevant, we're fanatics about reaching kids and students for Jesus, inspiring and empowering them to follow Jesus so that they're transformed into everything God's created them to be by Jesus. And it's actually happening, and it's so awesome to see. But that's created a really good problem. We've run out of space to create the best environments for Sprouts, Relevant Kids, Rooted, and Youth United. And the reality is, we are over capacity right now in Sprouts and Relevant Kids without reaching one more. And we can't be okay with that. We can't be okay with not having enough room to reach more kids and students for Jesus. We can't be okay with not being able to create the best environments to inspire and empower kids and students to take next steps to follow Jesus. Through Unfinished, we're seeking to construct a completely new and much larger Sprouts area for children birth through pre-K. We'll move beyond our current 3 rooms to having 6 rooms for 6 age groups. We'll also have a large room in which the older 3 age groups can come together for large group worship and teaching. Secondly, we'll be designing a completely new Relevant Kids ministry area for kids kindergarten through 2nd grade. This area will have a large room for kids to gather together for large group worship and teaching, with additional rooms for small groups to meet in. In this area, we'll also have a designated area to invest in kids with special needs. The primary focus of the Relevant Center expansion is bigger space and more spaces for our next gen ministries because, well, the faith of the next generation is worth everything. It's worth whatever it may cost us.
The clear focus on the next generation, that's where God has my heart. The Holy Spirit has made me on fire for that next generation. I have been amazed with the stories of Summer Blast and Rooted Camp and YU, the lives that are changed and the way that God is working is clear. And it is phenomenal. It gives me chills every time I think about it and pray about it and talk about it.
Finally, Unfinished Impact. Unfinished will help carry on to completion the unfinished impact Jesus has called us to in our community, with Karen refugees in Omaha and on the Thai-Burma border, in unchurched people's lives, with starting new churches, and with our nonprofit partners all around the world.
I'm more excited about the other side of the world, like the impact that we're having on the Karen people. That's the one I get stoked about because I really have a heart for the Karen people. Went to Thailand this May on a visit, which was awesome. Like, I'm excited. I'm stoked to see what God is going to do. If we're obedient, how is He going to transform us even more? It's all yours, God. What do you want to do with it? And then watching and like, oh, you did this. And you know, these kids in Thailand are, you know, they got a place to stay now, you know, and they got a pastor, they got a church.
So, all together, that means we've set a generosity goal of $12 million over the next 2 years to help carry on to completion these 3 unfinished, transformational, Kingdom of God building, God glorifying initiatives. The unfinished generosity goal of $12 million is a God-sized goal. And it's the biggest step of faith we've ever taken as a church. However, it's not our primary goal. Our primary goal for Unfinished is 100% engagement. Our primary goal is that 100% of us, single people, married people, wealthy people, financially strapped people, retired people, young professionals, parents, kids, Sprouts, Relevant Kids, middle school students, high school students, college age students, go before God and engage in Unfinished by asking Him what He would have us do in regard to our generosity over the next 2 years, and then stepping out in faith and sacrificially following Him. That's our primary goal, because more than anything, I want to see you transformed into everything God's created you to be. And God uses generosity to generate transformation. Unfinished is primarily about all of us being more transformed into who God's created us to be. It's primarily about helping carry on to completion the unfinished transforming work God began first in you and then through Relevant. God's transforming work is unfinished. God's transforming work is unfinished in you, in us, and through us as a church. And I'm confident that He who began a good work in you and in us as a church will carry it on to completion if we trust God, if we surrender all of ourselves into His hands, and if we sacrificially follow Jesus together. So will you join me? Will you join me in embracing sacrificial, transformational generosity that declares, we are unfinished.
I'm already tired of hearing my voice. I don't know about you, but hey, if this is your first time, you picked a great day to be here. Today, we're not just starting a series. Today, we're launching into a new season in the life of our church, a season I believe God wants to use to radically transform you and our church in ways we can't possibly imagine. And as you saw in this video, it's a season that we're calling Unfinished. To help guide you on this unfinished journey over the next 5 weeks, we put together one of these unfinished booklets. Ushers, you guys can go ahead and start distributing those to everyone right now. We're going to get one of these to everyone in the room. By the way, if you're on the sides over here, they're going to start on the outside going in. If you're on the aisle, if you still have a stack of them when they get to you, just hold on to them. The ushers will pick them up. Here in the middle, as I don't know which way we're going. Are we going this way? As they're passing it, just pass across the aisle. If for some reason we run out of books before it gets to you in the aisle, just go ahead and raise your hand, and they'll get you one. And by the way, if you're watching online, we have all this available online as well. You can go straight to the website, or you can just text the word unfinished to 55444, and we'll send you a link right to that website. So a couple things just about this book. First is everything in the video that you just heard me say in the video is broken down into the first 27 pages of this book. And so I just want to encourage you to read over this. When you walk out of here, read over this so that you understand the unfinished vision that we got going on, and you understand how to fully engage in it. They're passing it across here. So you understand how to fully engage in it. Secondly is all 5 weeks of this series, we have sermon note space for in this book. And so I want to encourage you to bring this book back every single week of this series and take notes. Today, if you want to take notes, there's a place on page 29 of this book to take notes. Third, all of our T-Life groups are going to be navigating through Unfinished together over the next 5 weeks. Because, as you hear me say all the time, transformation doesn't happen in isolation. And so over the next 5 weeks, there are T-Life group discussion guides in this book for the next 5 weeks. And T-Life group leaders, you know where those are at, and you can find those in there. Finally, you're going to notice in the back of this book is one of these little cards. It's attached to this book. Just want you to set this card aside for a little bit. I'll explain what this is a little bit later, so you don't need to worry about this right now. But as they're finished passing them out, just real quick, here we get to the back. Did anyone not get one that needs one? Good job, guys. Great job, everybody. Okay, now, as I said, if you want to take notes on page 29, did I say 29? Page 29, there's a place to take sermon notes today. Now, some of you are sitting there and you're thinking, this is sweet. This is awesome. Let's roll. I mean, you're as jacked as I am, and you're excited about where Relevant's been, where Relevant's going, how you could be a part of it. And then there's others of you who are right now thinking, why did I come this week? Right? You only heard one thing in that video, and that video was $12 million. And right now, you are sitting there concluding, like every other church, this church just wants my money. And every time I show up to church, all the pastor is doing is talking about getting my money. That's the reason I stopped going to church. That's the reason why I haven't been back. And now I had a friend who said, you should come to Relevant. We're different. You should show up on Sunday. And, you know, despite my, you know, best reasoning, I decided I was going to show up. And all of a sudden, here we go again. You know, we've all heard preachers try to manipulate people to get something from them and say things like, the more you give to the church, the more money God is going to give you. The more you give, the more money God's going to give back to you. And you're sitting there thinking, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And you're right. That's the stupidest thing in the world. And by the way, you need to know, the preachers that say that stuff, they don't believe their own message. Because if they did, they would give away every single thing that they had. Now, I can't speak for every church. I can't speak for every pastor. And I can't speak for every preacher. I can only speak for me and Relevant Community Church. And regardless of your past church experience, regardless of your assumptions, regardless of your preconceived notions, regardless of what you're thinking right now, regardless of where you're at on your spiritual journey, if you'd call yourself a follower of Christ, or if you wouldn't call yourself a follower of Christ, if you're kind of skeptical of this whole, you know, church thing, not even sure what you believe about the Bible, regardless of how long you've been a part of Relevant, whether it's your first week or you've been a part of Relevant for the last 15 years, I want you to know I am so pumped you're here. And if you hang with me, I think you're going to end up being pleasantly surprised that you are as well. And here's why. I don't want anything from you. I want something for you. If you hear nothing else I say today, I hope you hear this. I don't want anything from you. I want something for you. As a church, we've set a $12 million financial goal over the next 2 years. And as you saw in the video, we believe God wants to do some powerful, transformational things for his kingdom and his glory through those resources. But I'm not trying to get that from you. I love you way too much for that. I love you enough to tell you that getting that from you won't do in you what I want for you and for our church. And what I want for you and what I want for our church more than anything else is the same thing the Apostle Paul wanted for the church in Philippi. In about 60 AD, so about 30 years or so after the events of Jesus' life, the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the church, to the community of Christ followers in the city of Philippi. We now call this letter our New Testament book of Philippians. And Paul had a deep love for this church. Paul actually started this church, the church in Philippi, 10 years prior to writing this letter, and he remained very close with them, but he had not seen them in a while, and he didn't know if he would ever see them again. So he wrote this letter to them to encourage them to stand firm in their faith, to remain united despite suffering and persecution, and to express his deep gratitude for them for prayerfully and financially supporting him and his ministry over the past 10 years. And here's how Paul began his letter. Letter to them. He said, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel. From the first day you put your faith in Jesus by asking him to be the forgiver of your sins and leader of your life. From the first day the church in Philippi was established until now. And then what Paul said next is so powerful. And one of the reasons it's powerful is because of when Paul wrote this letter. Paul wrote this letter while he was in prison in Rome for declaring the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. Paul knew his days were numbered, and yet he wrote this. Being confident of this, Paul's saying, what I'm about ready to say next is not a hope, not a dream, not a wish, not a prayer. What I'm about ready to say, I'm 100% certain of. I have unwavering faith and trust and confidence in this. That God, who began a good work in you. And you got to remember, Paul was writing to the church in Philippi. He was not writing to an individual. The you here is plural. Paul's saying, being confident of this, that the same God who began a good work, a saving work, a redeeming work, a transforming work in you individually when you put your faith in Jesus and in you as a church over the past 10 years will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, meaning until Christ physically returns again. What Paul was 100% confident in is that God's transforming work is unfinished. And what Paul wanted more than anything for them was for the transforming work that God began in them individually and as a church was to be carried on to completion. Relevant. Like Paul, I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished. I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished in you. He's not yet done transforming you into everything he's created you to be. And I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished in us as a church. He's not done transforming us into everything he's created us to be. Like Paul, I'm confident that he who began a good and transforming work in you and in us as a church can and wants to carry it on to
completion. And more than anything, that's what I want for you. And that's what I want for us. And more importantly, that's what God wants for you. And that's what God wants for us. But I'm also confident that it won't happen by accident. And Paul was confident in that too, which is why a little later in the letter to the church in Philippi, he wrote this: "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal of God's completed transforming work in me, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Paul's saying, God didn't begin a good and transforming work in me and a good and transforming work in you not to continue it, not to finish it, and not to complete it. And I'm confident he will if you follow my example of pressing on toward the goal of being transformed into everything he's created you to be by following Jesus wholeheartedly, passionately, sacrificially, faithfully, and in full surrender to him. Verse 15 of chapter 3, all of us then, who are mature, all of us, he's saying, who are mature followers of Christ, should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, if on some point you stop following Jesus by doing it your way, if on some point you end up thinking this is all about you, if on some point you put yourself instead of Jesus at the center, if on some point you surrender your life to something other than King Jesus, if on some point you become more focused on your glory than your heavenly Father's glory, if on some point your comfort supersedes following Jesus sacrificially, if on some point you stop positioning yourself for God to carry on to completion his unfinished transforming work, that too God, through his Spirit that took residence in you the moment that you put your faith in Jesus, that too God will make clear to you. Paul's saying he will make clear to you through internal promptings and stirrings and convictions and ought-tos. He will make clear to you because of what he wants for you and for his church and for his kingdom. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. To the salvation through faith in Jesus we have already received. To the redemption we have already received. To the reconciliation we have already received. To the forgiveness for our sins we have already received. To the grace of God we have already received. To the mercy of God we have already received. To the eternal life we have already received. To the transformation we have already received. You see, according to Paul, according to the writers of Scripture, according to Jesus, transformation doesn't happen by accident. We must be positioned for it. God's unfinished transforming work being carried on to completion doesn't happen by accident. We must be positioned for it. That was true for the Philippian church. That's true for every follower of Christ. That's true for our church. That's true for you. You being transformed into everything God's created you to be doesn't happen by accident. You have to be positioned for it. And one of the ways that we position ourselves for it is through generosity. You see, unfinished is not primarily about our financial goal. Unfinished is primarily about the one thing we care most about here at Relevant and that I want for you. And that one thing is transformation. A powerful principle we see emerge through the pages of Scripture is that generosity generates transformation. God uses our generosity to generate transformation in us, in our church, and through our church in a way that doesn't happen in any other way. Which means God uniquely uses our generosity to carry on to completion his unfinished transforming work. And here's why. Because as trust goes, so goes the relationship. If you've been a part of Relevant for any period of time, you've heard me say that 1,000 times. As trust goes, so goes the relationship. Trust is at the center of every healthy relationship. That's true between people, and that's especially true between you and God. If you were to ask me, what's God doing in my life? What's God doing in my life? I would answer you every single time that he's trying to teach you to trust him. No matter who you are, where you've been, where we currently find ourselves, the issue we're all faced with is, can I really trust God? Can I really trust God to turn my whole life over to him? Can I really place all of my trust in him? What God is trying to do in every situation, in every circumstance of our lives, in all the good and in all the bad, is to grow our trust in him. Because as trust goes, so goes the relationship with him that he created us for. The more we trust him, the better the relationship will be. And the better our relationship with him is, the better our relationship with him is, the more we experience his presence and the more he transforms us into everything he's created us to be. And here's the really hard truth that we all need to know, but it's going to be very hard for some of us to hear. Money, more specifically, our pursuit of and use of money, impacts our trust in God more than we can possibly imagine. What you and I choose to do or don't do with our money leads to our trust in God growing or eroding, maybe more than anything else does. Because what we're tempted to trust in most for our future, for our hope, for our peace, for our security, for our fulfillment, is money. The problem is, no amount of money can give true hope. No amount of money can give true peace. No amount of money can give true fulfillment. No amount of money can give true security. And no amount of money can give you eternal life. Only God can, and he wants to teach us to trust him for it. Jesus himself said, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. Jesus saying, you will serve one of two masters, but you can't serve both. Now, at that point, Jesus could have contrasted any two things, which means what he chose to say next is so important. And what he chose to say next is, you cannot serve both God and money. Implication being, you and I will serve either God or money. You and I will serve either God or money. And according to Jesus, how we view money, our use of money, our relentless pursuit of more, of more, of more, of more, our anxiety about money, does more to compete with our heart and our devotion and our trust in God than anything else. Every day, we're all faced with the tension of choosing to either trust in God or trust in money for our future, our hope, our peace, our security, our identity, our worth. So wouldn't it make sense for God to specifically target the thing we trust in most now in order to get us to trust him more now? God does not need our money. He is not asking for our bank account. He's got all the money and all the resources he could ever need. God wants us to put him first. He wants us to put him first in our heart and in our life and our priorities. He wants to grow our trust in him because as trust goes, so goes the relationship. So with the number one competitor for our hearts, he says, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. And it's so easy to say, I trust God. But what we do in terms of generosity demonstrates and authenticates if we really do. And not only that, God uses our generosity to transfer our trust to him, which in turn grows our relationship with him. Bottom line being this, generosity positions us for transformation because maybe more than anything else, I don't know, Generosity proves our trust in God, grows our trust in God, and transfers our trust to God. And the more we trust Him, the more He transforms us into everything He's created us to be. And that's ultimately what God wants for you. And that's what this unfinished season is all about. We've set an unfinished generosity goal of $12 million over the next 2 years to help carry on to completion three transformational, kingdom of God building, God glorifying initiatives. First, our unfinished mission of helping transform people into everything God's created us to be. Second, our unfinished vision for the Relevance Center. And third, the unfinished impact Jesus has called us to in our community with Korean refugees in Omaha and on the Tyre-Burma border, with helping start new churches, and with supporting our nonprofit partners all around the world. You've got to know that this is an absolutely God-sized goal and the biggest step of faith we have ever taken as a church. Currently, over a two-year period, about $5 million in offering is given. Through Unfinished, we're expecting God to move powerfully and accelerate the generosity within Relevant from $5 million to $12 million over the next 2 years. There's no way that happens without God moving and all of us responding in faith. However, it's important to know that the generosity goal of $12 million is our secondary goal. It is not our primary goal with Unfinished. Please don't miss what I say next. Our primary goal for Unfinished is 100% engagement. Our primary goal is that 100% of us, single people, married people, wealthy people, financially strapped people, retired people, young professionals, parents, kids, old people, Sprouts, Relevant kids, Rooted students, YU students, college age people, 100% of us go before God and engage in Unfinished by asking Him what He would have us do in regard to our generosity over the next 2 years, and then stepping out in faith and sacrificially following Him. Which means, if someone came in here right now and wrote a check for $12 million, we'd take it. I mean, we'd take that. You don't turn that away. So if one of you want to write that today. If someone came in here and wrote a check for $12 million, we'd take it, but we'd still do this. And the reason we'd still do this is because that would only be like 0.01% of us participating, and that won't accomplish what we care most about. And what we care most about is transformation in every single one of us. If someone came in here and wrote a check for $12 million right now, we just conclude God must have a $24 million vision in store for us the next 2 years. Reaching our financial goal is not what God is primarily after. God is primarily after doing a transforming work in each of us. Our primary goal is for every person to engage in Unfinished, because more than anything, I want to see you transformed in everything God's created you to be. And when we're financially generous, it positions us for transformation, because generosity proves our trust in God, grows our trust in God, and transfers our trust to God. When we're financially generous, God generates transformation in us and through us. When we're financially generous, things change in us, in our church, and in our community, in the world, and the world through our church. Unfinished is ultimately about helping carry on to completion God's unfinished transforming work, first in you and in me, and then in and through us as a church. And more than anything, that's what I want for you and for us. And more importantly, that's what God wants for you and for us. God's transforming work is unfinished. God's transforming work is unfinished in you, in us, and through us as a church. And according to Paul, God can and wants to carry it on to completion. My prayer for you and for us is that He does. My prayer is that you and that we are able to say with confidence the same thing Paul did toward the end of his life as he reflected on his entire life. And right toward the end of his life, he wrote this: I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Paul said, I can say with confidence, the transforming work that God began in me is complete. It's finished. And I want nothing more than to see that happen in me. And to see that happen in you. And to see that happen in us. God can and wants to carry on to completion the good and transforming work he began in you and in us as a church, but it won't happen by accident. We have to be positioned for it. As we launch into this unfinished season, I have a big ask of you. I am not asking you to make a financial commitment today. Way too premature for that. I'm asking you to do what Noah did when he built the ark. I'm asking you to do what Abraham did when he left everything and everybody he knew and went to an undisclosed land, and then when he put his son on an altar. I'm asking you to do what Moses did when he walked into Egypt to confront Pharaoh. To do what the Israelites did when they were faced with crossing the Red Sea. To do what Joshua did when he led the Israelites into the Promised Land. To do what Nehemiah did when he rebuilt the walls around Jerusalem. To do what 12 guys did when Jesus invited them to follow me. To do what the Apostle Paul did when he set out on his missionary journeys. To do what Jesus did when he was faced with the cross. I'm asking you to trust God. Trust God and to surrender what he would have you do. Trust God and follow what Jesus invites you to do. Trust God and walk in faith like you never have before. And I'm asking you to position yourself to trust God by going before God and praying two questions over the next 5 weeks. The first question is my generosity positioning me for transformation? God, is my generosity positioning me for you to carry on to completion the unfinished transforming work that you want to do in me and in our church? Listen, if you really want to be more transformed into everything God's created you to be, if you really want Relevant Community Church to be more transformed into everything God's created us to be, I encourage you to ask God this question and to be here all 5 weeks of this series, because what we talk about for the rest of the series is going to help answer that question. And every week, once again, bring back this book and take notes. Even those of you who are like, I'm not a note taker, take notes over the next 5 weeks, because the more engaged you are throughout this series, the more transformational it will be for you. And here's the second question. God, what would you have me do in regard to my generosity over the next 2 years? The only thing I'm asking of you is that over the next 5 weeks, you go before God and ask him, not me. I'm not asking anything of you. I'm asking that you go before God and ask him what he would have you do in regard to your generosity over the next 2 years. And then, whatever Jesus invites you to do, not me, whatever Jesus invites you to do, however sacrificial or crazy it is, to trust God. Trust God. And on November 17th, a Sunday that we're calling Commitment Sunday, make your 2-year unfinished generosity commitment on one of these cards. Now, the reason I gave you this card today is not so you can fill it out today. I don't want you to fill this out today. But so that you can take this card with you and use it as a tool over the next 5 weeks to help you seek God on what he would have you do. As you're praying about this, you need to remember something very important. And that is that Unfinished is a one-fund initiative, meaning every dime of everything we all give over the next 2 years will go toward funding everything that we're trying to do as a church over the next 2 years, which is all outlined in this book. Your unfinished generosity commitment will be your total giving over the next 2 years. Your regular giving, expanded giving, end-of-year giving, be-rich giving, everything. It'll be your total giving to Relevant over the next 2 years. Now, as we launch into this, as you go into the next few weeks praying about this, I just want to warn you of something. Just, you take this, let me warn you. If you truly seek God over the next 5 weeks, if you truly seek God over the next 5 weeks, I believe that he is going to ask you to trust him in a way you never have before by taking some of the biggest steps of faith you ever have before. The question is, will you trust him? Will you trust him? If we all do, you, I, Relevant Community Church will be more transformed to everything he's created us to be through it. And once again, that's ultimately the reason we're doing this. God's transforming work is unfinished. God's transforming work is unfinished in you, in us, and through us as a church. And I'm confident that he who began a good work in you and in us as a church will carry it on to completion if we trust God and surrender all of ourselves into his hands and sacrificially follow Jesus together. So will you join me? Will you join me in embracing sacrificial, transformational generosity that declares we are unfinished? Before I close in prayer, just a few things I want to let you know about. First, at the Next Step area, right by the main doors, we've got all things unfinished. If you have a question about unfinished, someone there can answer it. If you want to see the renderings of the Relevant Center expansion, the renderings are right out there. We've got extra books out there. If you want an extra book any point in time in this week, we've got unfinished t-shirts out there. These things look fantastic. This, by the way, this is a large. I know some of you think I'm wearing a medium. I'm just getting fat. So this is a large, so just so you know how they fit. So if you don't have an unfinished t-shirt, go get an unfinished t-shirt and wear it as much as you want to wear it. Secondly is we've asked all of our T-Life group leaders to lead their T-Life groups through Unfinished over the next 5 weeks because what we're talking about as a church is so important for our entire church. For those of you who are in T-Life groups, take this book with you every week to your T-Life group and fully engage in the discussion. For those of you who have yet to engage in a T-Life group, we don't want you to miss out. So over the next 5 weeks, I'll be leading an unfinished short-term group for all of those who are not yet in a T-Life group. If you're interested in that, if you'd like to be a part of that, you can go to the Next Step area to sign up, or you could go to our app or our website and sign up that way as well. But make sure you sign up today by midnight because that short-term group will be on Monday evenings, and it starts tomorrow evening. So sign up today so we can get you all the information about it for tomorrow evening. Finally, November 3rd is a special day for two reasons. First, I turn 32 on I turned 45 on November 3rd. That's the first thing. Secondly, on November 3rd is what we're calling Advanced Commitment Night. On November 3rd at Advanced Commitment Night, those of us who are ready and willing will go first and make our two-year unfinished generosity commitment before the rest of our church does on Commitment Sunday on November 17th. What we do this night at Advanced Commitment Night will be powerful, and it will be transformational. And I'd love for you to join me and so many others at Relevant, from Relevant, on Advanced Commitment Night. Let me pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the good transforming work that you began in us the moment we put our faith in you, that you began in us as a church 15 years ago when this church began. We believe you want to carry it all on to completion in us individually and in us as a church. So the next 5 weeks, I pray that we just seek your face, that we go before you, and whatever you're leading us to do in regard to our generosity, that we choose to trust you, to trust you, to trust you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us today. We are so passionate about helping people follow Jesus one next step at a time. If you're looking for your best next step, we want to invite you to text the word CONNECTED to 55444 to learn more about the steps you can take to continue growing in a relationship with Jesus. And last but not least, at Relevant, we know that generosity generates transformation. If you feel led to support the work that God is doing in and through Relevant Community Church, there are multiple ways that you can give digitally. Thanks again for spending some of your day with us, and we hope to connect with you soon.